Cheers, motherfucker.
Cheers, motherfucker. How are we?
So good to have you, man. It's been a while. Happy New Year. It's
been a while. What kind of beer did you say this was?
This is a Singho beer. This is a Singapore beer.
You know, I thought until today, I thought you were Singaporean. I didn't know you were Chinese.
That's the safest bet. When in doubt, just say Chinese.
No, but you're kind of brown, though.
So I'm kind of brown?
You're a little bit... I felt like I just gave you a chip. No, I have seen some brown Asians, though. You guys do get up there.
Being very ignorant for a second. But Asians, typically, for the past... I grew up in China, so when we say Asians...
Right.
I think people like myself.
Right.
Right, because those are the people that surround me.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of how people interpret it for the longest time. Like, when they say Asians, they're talking about East Asians. Like, the chopsticks people.
Correct. I mean, right? if I'm thinking Asian, I'm thinking white rice, Jackie Chan.
Mm-hmm. But now, like, the term obviously is...
Are you trying to say that Indian is also Asian as well?
Yes, by technicality. No, I think they are Asian.
I mean, yeah, but they're Indian.
Yeah, yo, India is so big that you can have your own like ethnicity. You don't
even 1.3 billion Indians.
I was like, hey, you don't even need a categorization. You can just
India
have it of your own. India, you know,
India is just India.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not bad at all, bro. It's not bad at all. I think India is just India.
You know who else Asian? Russians. They're right.
Now that is a bit of a Eskimos.
Dude, they're in Asia.
A fuck, bro. What are they gonna do? Anyway?
Inuit.
Sorry, my bad.
Hey, man. Say what you need to.
I will say what I need to, actually, bro. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. But no, I didn't actually know that. Russians, but you guys, to be honest, bro, ages have just been around for ages.
Dude, Russia is the craziest thing because you have people like Khabib and all those people. They're like, white Asian Muslim Russians.
That's a crazy mix. Yeah, yeah. No wonder they choke motherfuckers out, bro. What a crazy, I mean, and great gene pool selection.
If you go to like Kazakhstan and shit, it's just like a blend.
Now those are people that I will never talk badly about.
Yeah.
Probably Russian, Kazakhstan, anything Armenian, different kind of DNA. But I feel like that's kind of what you want. You want a big little mix. You got a bit of Asian, you got a bit of fucking, you know, because even Russians aren't white people. Whoa.
Right? Strong take. I think Russians about as white as it comes.
When I think of white people, I think of, you know,
Europeans.
G'day, mate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think of
Australians?
That was a terrible pom accent.
Commonwealth.
But I feel like, yeah, I feel like Commonwealth, like British, you know what I mean? When I think of like Russians, you know, Slavic, I just feel like they're Eastern Bloc. I feel like they're different people. Like, they're just
Russians.
They're just different people. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't compare, like, a Russian guy. Yeah, they look pale. They may look, but they're not the same as, like, a British. You know what I mean?
I can vibe with that.
Yeah, I feel like Russians have just been through so much more, like, rough shit.
Yeah. They're more hardy people.
Hardy people.
Like
stoic.
British are
stoic
just,
people.
Yeah. British, they're like, just kind of annoying and
party.
Yeah, and preppy and
I wouldn't say annoying.
You wouldn't say annoying?
I wouldn't say they're annoying, not all.
Some of them.
Some of them are, holy shit. Because you know I've never seen you like in the daytime.
That's good.
I kinda like it too, actually. During stand up, like I've only seen Matt Coombe during the day.
Yeah, at the warehouse.
No, actually, bro. We just actually had food. I think we just got food and he told me about some grinder stuff. But
nice.
Yeah. Interesting world.
Man. Yeah. How did that go?
What, grinder?
Yeah, have you got grinder premium now?
Not my cup of tea. Different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
But I mean, them boys having fun out there, bro. Like, I remember doing a gig with him one time and him and I were in the back and he was just like, he pulled up his grinder and he was like, look, he's just showing me all these people that he was matching with in the room. It's so much easier just being a guy who wants to fuck other dudes, bro.
We're doing it the hard way.
Fuck, bro.
Found the cheat code.
It's a cheat code, bro. What a cheat code, bro. Bro, yeah. Every gay dude I've ever met has just been a fucking woo.
It might be generalization, but fuck, I feel like sometimes hanging out with another dude's just playing some games, no fuss. Sounds like a good time.
I could just be like, bro, I'm going to have a nap.
Yeah.
I'm just having a nap, bro. And I'll just see you whenever, bro.
Oh, man.
I'll just... Let me ask you this. Have you ever watched a movie with your mate?
Yeah.
Like, you and your mate, not at a theater.
Yeah. Watch a movie.
Interesting.
Why? You can't stand watching movie with your buddies?
No, it's not even that, bro. Like, bro, I've had full slumber parties with my boys, eh? Like, it's full grown men.
Sick.
Yeah. Bro, it's mean, eh? Yeah. It's so fun, bro. Fuck.
I feel like it always just ends up people getting completely trashed.
No! Trashed?
I think so, yeah. I feel like I have roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we just vibe. Okay. So we would like play games. We play Madden. We play board games. We watch TV. We watch football together. And it's like, it's at one point, we just had four dudes in a house just vibing. We're always playing games.
That sounds amazing, dude. That's exactly what I need right now.
It was like just 2 years of like pure,
I'm burping crazy.
Simple fun. Yeah.
Bro, I'm actually looking for flatmates.
Well,
I have a house. 3-bedroom.
Do you want a flat with a 3-bedroom and a mom?
Fuck you.
A mom with a 2-year-old?
Oh, do you know what? Mad love for single mums. Mad love for single
mums. Oh, she's not single.
Oh, thank you. Are you trying to fucking pump? No, bro. You just want your house back? No. I'm trying, like, it's just, for me, it's so nerve wracking because I've moved in with friends.
Yeah.
And, like, I've known them. But yeah.
It's
Would it be weird to ask for only female flatmates?
It would be very creepy, yeah.
It would be creepy, wouldn't
I
it?
I mean...
It would be creepy.
I think for you, that would be a little bit harder, too.
It would be a little bit creepy.
In New Zealand, you know?
Do you know what, bro? I might chuck it out just to see.
Yeah. maybe try Tinder first.
I might chuck it out. No, actually, I don't want to live with a woman, bro. That's crazy. Nah. Just living with a bunch of guys would be cool, actually. Yeah.
It's the hardest thing to get, like... It's such a fading thing because, like, people all have different interests and different, like, things they want to do in life.
Yeah.
And only does, like, time and fate put you together in that same roof while you're all just trying to do that one thing.
Mm.
And then you all vibe. And for whatever reason, when we started dating and the girlfriends and start coming into the house, it's like, oh, we got to do our own thing. Yeah. We're cooking our dinners.
Yeah.
We go out and, you know, like, hey, where are you going? Do a concert? It's like, oh, we're going to go watch a movie. And it's just like, and then
the dynamic
that lifestyle just disperse.
Right.
And
it's not always for the bad, though.
And then conflicts. Because now there's like hella people in the bathrooms. And they're like, hey, when are you going to clean the bathroom, man?
Do you know
what, disgusting.
Bro? Do you know what, bro? Women, like, have you seen the show called Dance Moms?
Mm-mm.
Bro, it is crazy, bro. Like, I'm not saying all women are, this is not a generalization of women, right? But like, some women... And bro, even women will know there's some crazy bitches out here, bro. There's some women who just escalate shit. And I've seen it even in like professional settings, bro, when you're just like, why did you have to say that like that? So I can't even imagine living with how many dudes you say who had girlfriends?
Yeah,
now?
I can imagine because my wife is perfect. So,
okay, fair enough, bro. I'm sure she's perfect. No, she's, what's your surname again?
My surname? Chung.
Mrs. Chung, I'm sure you're perfect.
She is.
There you go. Yeah. But she's probably fucking...
Leave my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
What, is she bald or something? Fuck it up.
Nah, man.
Oh, he never recovered from that, eh?
Huh? Who? Never... Chris?
Will.
Oh, Will.
Chris.
Dude, he doesn't need to
Did you see Chris
recover.
When... He actually
dude,
doesn't,
he doesn't need to recover.
He really doesn't
dude,
need to recover.
He's got so much money. He, dude, it's the thing. Okay, well, here's
wow,
the thing.
You're so
if
right.
Chris Brown can have a thriving career after doing what he did, Will Smith is going to be just fine. He's gonna, what, I don't know what he did, like resign from his academy membership. What the fuck does that even
it
mean?
It doesn't even mean anything, bro.
Yeah, it's just, like, well, just, you can't show up to Oscars.
I'm yeah,
like,
but you're still gonna come to the parties.
Yeah, have you been to, you've been to enough Oscars, you know, for your
That's
life.
That's so true, actually, bro. At one point, it's like, because to be honest, I don't think, maybe he's dumb as fuck, bro. Maybe he's just dumb as fuck and doesn't know what to do with his money. Because you're telling me right now, if I gave you, if you had $50 million right now, you're not dumb, bro. You could live a comfortable life forever
yeah,
with $50
want,
million.
You probably want more. Dude.
Yeah, you could make more with $50 million. You
probably want to shoot Independence Day 3. Will Smith is a clown.
He's a bit of a... Actually, I can't say he's a clown. He's very talented. I will give him that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, clowns are very talented people.
Fuck, too. Bro, you're...
Yeah.
Bro, that's why...
That used to be a whole career.
Bro, a jester?
Yeah.
A jester was a clown?
Yeah, clowning around was a profession.
Bro. Fucking clowning around, bro.
Shit, the bridge just fell. We need a clown. He's right like, now.
It's really the mood's just kind of the vibes are off right now. Bro, but that would be such a stressful job though. If you were like the gesture for like a guy who'd cut off women's heads because they wouldn't give him a son. Like, what was his name? Henry, the dude who just keep cutting bitches' heads off because he'd
sure.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Imagine trying to make him laugh, bro. And bombing. That guy's gonna cut you.
I feel like
he's gonna cut you. He's gonna cut your dick off, bro.
A whole lot of other things. So maybe bombing in front of the king, getting killed. I don't feel like that's even the worst death.
To be honest, bro, I would hate to be in any vicinity to like a royal, because like you could just be gone.
Like the British royal family.
Yeah.
It might be pretty.
Do you have any butlers? Just.
I don't think they want us.
Yeah, we're not exactly in the fucking view.
Could you imagine Kurogi the jester in 1700s? They're like, hey, kill him
right now. It wouldn't be like an
intruder.
It wouldn't be like, in my next book.
I saw him steal some stuff.
Holy shit, bro. It would be such a rough ride for... Bro, you know what's so...
You and I would both be dead.
We're fucked, bro. Yeah. We'd be fucked,
unless
bro.
I have some tea, and they'll be like,
unless
right.
You have opium. Let's be honest.
Wait. The British had the opium.
Yeah, but where'd they get it from?
They got it from the Afghans.
No, but before they got it from you guys, bro.
No.
You guys had
No.
Bro, you guys opium. Created alcohol. You created pasta, opium, paper, gunpowder. You're telling me you did fucking opium, G. You did them teas, bro.
I don't think opium.
You guys
was
have been around
as...
for so long, you'd learn to fuck around.
Opium was, yeah, we did a smoke it, like, I think we probably smoked
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you did some
responsibly.
Shit. Yeah, because.
But we never refined it. Like, we had, like, bush weed.
Yeah.
And then the British were like, yo, let's cook this down.
Because these white boys are crazy.
And add some baking soda.
Yam it all.
And then they sold it back as, like, the fucking black tar.
Yeah.
And then in the Qing Dynasty. And they were just fucking hooked.
Yeah, because they did that on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's so good.
They're so clever,
they're like
bro.
One trick.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
One
like
trick ponies,
quick,
man.
Bro. They're so slick, bro. To be honest, I respect that, bro. That's fucking hustle.
The blankets and crack.
Brother. Crack, blankets, opium, bro. What the fuck? A treaty.
Drugs and blankets. You know, like, those things actually sound pretty nice if you just want a night out. Just like, hey, what do you got? We got some nice blankets and a little bit of crack.
Yeah. You know, the drugs that I do, I would want to be in a blanket.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, like, do you... I don't know. Can we talk about drugs? We can
talk, talk about whatever you want.
I don't know what kind of dude you are because you're a dad now and you love your wife, your beloved wife, which he has mentioned many times. But like before you were young and single, were you like, did you like a bit of weed? Did you smoke weed? I feel like you smoked weed.
I've tried a little bit, but I never really loved it.
No?
It doesn't vibe with my personality.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was your drug choice?
I think beer.
Alcohol?
Good. Yeah, yeah,
fair
yeah.
Enough, bro, fair enough. So for me, alcohol, not really my thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, no, I do like a bit of wine. But weed?
Oh. What kind of wine do you like, sir?
I'm a bit of a wine whore, bro. I like a good Sav in the summer. You know?
The fuck's a Sav?
Sav is like a more of like a, you know what I mean? It's like a little sharper. you exclusively drink beer?
No, I drink a bunch. I drink wine. But I have no idea what a Sav is.
Anyways. Sav is like a sharper, like a wine. I think a Pinot Gris is like a fucking, like a less, like, you know what I mean?
So it's like a Pinot Gris.
It's a Pinot. It's a white wine Pinot okay. Gris. Yeah, but a red wine's nice as well. Red wine you fucked up, okay. Bro. Nice Pinot Noir, bro, with a nice pasta.
Dude, I've never heard the sentences being stringed together. Like, red wine gets you fucked up.
Bro, red wine gets you fucked up, bro. Holy shit.
I feel gross when I drink red wine too much.
Yeah, but you're supposed to. You're supposed to. Because otherwise you'll die, bro. It's just too nice. That's why I fully understand winos.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Would you drink with food or do you just go straight? But a cheese. rack of lamb. See,
I don't
really
crackers. I don't fuck with cheese and crackers like that, bro. That's cheese and crackers.
Yo, you talk a hard game about wine and you don't even eat cheese and crackers.
Bro, I will if I have to, but I'm not buying cheese and crackers.
Okay.
It's just never been in my repertoire.
Get brought to you by other people who drink wine.
Nah, bro. I'll do like a salami kind of thing.
Okay.
A little salami in a cracker.
How do you eat your salami?
I like
it. Just peel it back.
Like it real hard. Like it real hard. Nah, I don't.
Do you even cut it? And for my next trick.
Bro, though, that king would keep me around if I could do some shit like that. Ooh. He put that down, no drama.
I tried this kielbasa. It's 20 inches long.
Oh, bro. Nah, I don't know. Like, I mean, just fucking. I've only ever had it like a little charcuterie board or like a vineyard.
Sure.
Yeah, like I've never like gone out of my way.
You just don't like the flavor. You don't like the taste.
It's not my thing, bro. Like I'll do cheese with like pasta, but like
yeah,
not a big cheese guy.
Yeah,
can you do cheese? I know a lot of Asians are like.
I used to. You like? I used to not be able to. I used to die when I was back in Seattle. I had this like crazy hay fever. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think it was like dairy. I knew it was definitely dairy.
Right.
And there was dairy everything in the States. Dude, random ass crackers have cheese in it, and they don't even taste like cheese. So for about like 8 years, dying, and then all of a sudden, I start just going hard on drugs, and that like cured my like it lactose
reset.
Intolerance.
It reset you.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs are we talking about?
Antihistamines.
Bullshit, Henry.
No, man. But it's good stuff. I'm so happy right now because like my wife's a big cheese head, so like when we go out, we get some cheese, we try a bunch of things.
Yeah. No, I like to try stuff because I can cook.
Yeah.
I can fucking cook better than your wife.
Is it just that you don't like cheese in general, or have you not found the type of cheese that you like?
Look, don't get me wrong, bro. You put a camembert in front of me, bro, I'll fucking
take. Okay, so you do like cheese. I'm
not gonna go out of my way. I'm not gonna buy it because I don't eat it like that.
What about a blue? Do you fuck with a blue?
Bro? I don't know, maybe this was the wine, but I fucked with a blue.
Blue's good.
Blue's not bad, bro. Blue's it's a bit good, funky, yeah. A bit fungusy.
It goes pretty good with red wine. It kinda cuts it.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I would never buy blue cheese, bro.
Oh my goodness, you're so cheap.
I would never eat it,
dude,
bro.
That's like $6.
I would never eat it, though. That's the thing. I would never, like, I would not, like, I'm not someone who just buys shit and just leaves it in the fridge. I'm fucking gonna eat it.
That's, you just literally described the concept of food. You go and buy stuff and you eat it. Yeah but you don't like, buy it to leave it around.
Yeah, but like, if I bought cheese, I would never eat it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would just not, that's just something in my repertoire of fucking food in my grocery. What's in your fucking grocery cart, actually? Don't say, be honest. I want unhinged Henry.
Orange chicken sauce.
Predictable.
Nuggets. Nah, we like to cook a lot.
Yeah, cooking's nice.
I mean, before the baby, we would try, I think we'd just, yeah, it was like fuck around with stuff. I tend to cook more Asian stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Asian. About as Asian as it comes. My wife, she born and raised in the States. She is more into the European foods.
Really?
So she cooks a lot of French and Italian food.
Wow.
She really likes Middle Eastern. So like
Middle Eastern food is kind of like delicious.
That Mediterranean area. I don't know. We just like fucking around.
So what kind of Asian food are we talking about?
Dude,
right now?
I spend a whole week. So I like this, I discovered this dish called tom kha. It's a Thai food, so it's like tom yum, but with coconut milk.
I've heard
sweeter.
Of tom yum.
Yeah. Okay. So imagine tom yum with coconut milk and sweet. And I tried it. I was like, oh, this is pretty delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found a recipe online, and I spent the whole week, I made it about, I don't know, 6 times that week just to fucking get it right.
I like that.
And now I have a recipe that is like, bulletproof.
I have a mate who literally does the exact same thing.
Yeah.
He'll do something and then put it in his little book.
Yeah, it's a comedy, dude. You just keep trying it.
True.
I think that's actually
so buzzy how.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love to fucking cook, bro. And I'll fuck up meals with people.
And yeah, I feel like you have, like, you could cook for yourself, and I feel like that food will lean heavily into what you think is tasty.
Right. I do like cooking by myself, yeah, though. Just put my AirPods in and just fucking zone out.
You know, one thing I kind of hate about cooking, especially for like something that takes a long time, is your palate gets so fucked up by the end of the...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't smell it anymore.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
opposed to someone coming in, gets a bowl, you're like, oh, this is so good. I'm yeah, like, yeah. Dude, I've been smelling this for the past 6 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
So I do that with pho.
Oh, you make a pho?
Dude, I've been... No.
Hold on.
You haven't heard what I say. I've been trying to crack pho for the past 7 years. Every year, in the winter usually, I'd be like, I need to make pho. Because I can't find anything good in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find anything. There's one place that's actually decent now.
Where?
It's called Courtyard Cafe in Newmarket.
Fuck, of course.
They're pretty good. They're new. They're pretty decent. The noodles are a bit wacky, but everything else is good.
Okay.
That's the problem. I can't find one place that just does it all. Anyway, I've been trying to cook this dish for the past 7 years, and this is like a whole day thing. You go out, you buy these bones, you wash it, you cook it. Roast the herbs, do all that, fucking simmer,
skim it. Yeah, it's a fucking headache.
Can never get it to taste like the way that I had it in Seattle. It's like, I just can't get it right.
Sometimes that's good.
Yeah, so I give up.
Yeah,
I give up. I've tried maybe about 20 times.
But to be honest, if you're trying that hard to get it that good, your pho's probably pretty good. Is it pho or pho?
Pho.
Pho. Is it Vietnamese?
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit bangs, bro.
Yeah.
There's one spot where I live in Rewa, and every now and then I literally drive out just to fucking...
Fuck with the pho?
Just to fuck with the pho.
Yeah. How's your New Year's, man?
It was good, bro.
Yeah.
It's really relaxed. Hung out with some... mainly family, a couple of friends. Made some cool Bogans, bro.
Bogans?
Yeah, Bogans are good people, bro. Bogans are real good people. You know any Bogans? Actually, you definitely don't know any fucking Bogans.
Comedy people count as Bogans?
I mean real.
Real Bogans?
Real deal Bogans. I met a guy who makes his own helicopters and his own planes.
Yeah.
And he's showing me videos of him.
Dude, that's not Bogan. That's hardcore engineering, man.
Most Bogans are fucking smart ass, yeah, bro.
Dude, helicopter?
Most Bogans are smart as fuck, bro. That's what I'm coming to learn. But yeah, bro, it was fun. It was cool.
So what do you cook? You say you cook a lot. What do you cook?
Bro, I can cook anything, eh? Not far. Asian stuff, I haven't really tried too much.
Mm.
But I got my, you know, bro, pastas. Asian's
like half the world.
Asian. Yeah, but, no, actually Indian. Sorry, again, India's different.
The half the world.
But I'm Kenyan. So like, we have quite a rich like Indian influence in where I grew up, Mombasa. So
our food in some way you can say that you're darker Asian.
No, I'm African. Whoa. Wait a minute. You guys do have dark Asians though.
Yeah, dude. We have some really indigenous. So
yeah.
We have there's a lot of I don't know what's the right word to call them, but like Taiwanese, indigenous Taiwanese, they are.
Where's Taiwan in comparison? So like, where am I talking about? Like, give me a little.
Cause right I'm next to Japan.
Okay, cool.
Right next to China, right next to Japan.
Oh, the chips.
The chips.
Damn, yeah. They make the chips.
The tasty, tasty chips.
Hey, man, free Taiwan, G.
Yeah.
Hey, man, free Taiwan, bro.
Yeah, let coming from
live.
Africa. Yeah.
Let him live, bro. Yeah. We're all about, you know, anyways.
But indigenous Taiwanese, which also, by the way, there's some like scientists saying that Polynesians originated from.
100%.
Like, basically, like at first I was like, man, that's a crazy theory. And then you look at the map and then you see like Taiwan, Philippines, Indonesia, all the islands.
Bro.
And it goes all the way to New Zealand.
Just look at a couple of islanders, bro. Dude. Look at a couple of Maldives.
No, it makes sense. If you just
plot
a straight line and you just hit up all the islands.
There were ocean voyages, which is crazy to think about, bro. Fuck the ocean. Fuck the ocean, bro. But yeah, I know there's some darker Asians. I've met a couple. Don't treat them too well, but that's a different story.
Hey, I treat them nicely. On this podcast, you treat everyone nicely.
On this podcast, everyone gets treated nicely.
In my day job,
even the blackies.
Sorry, what did you say? That's those guys too.
Oh, bro.
So anyway, what do you cook?
Bro, so I got my dough down. I have a really good dough. So from when you get a good base with dough, you can kind of do anything. Like kind of like pastas, noodles. So like when I cook for myself and when I cook for my family, it's different. So when I cook for myself, bro, I'm a fucking, just give me some steak eggs, bro. I could just fucking eat it shirtless.
How do you cook your steak?
What's your favorite cut of steak, actually?
What's my favorite steak? Honestly, tried and true. It's just ribeye.
Yeah,
it's just tasty.
Yeah, ribeye. Yeah, yeah. I get ribeye.
It's just so simple. Sometimes I find New Zealand steaks are overly lean because they're all grass fed, and it may be just the type of cow.
Really?
Well. Yeah. So grain fed cows, super fatty.
Yeah, because that's not natural to them, so they get real fucking.
But the grass fed stuff, I feel like has more flavor.
Grass fed is so nice.
It's tasty. It's very tasty.
Yeah. Steak, fucking salt, pepper,
and
garlic, bang.
Occasionally, you find a sirloin that's nicely marbled, mixed with, like, the super lean stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to go hunting.
You're hunting?
No, deal hunting.
Deal hunting, bro. I don't fucking blame you, bro. Nah, hunt for those deals, bro. Haggle.
I'll kill 20% off.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
So, steak, how do you cook it?
If I'm cooking for myself, I'm pretty basic, bro. Salt, pepper, bit of oil, avocado oil mainly. High smoke point oil. It's very important. You don't burn your oil. And then just garlic, rosemary, thyme. Just a fucking basic steak.
Do you use butter?
Yeah.
Do you baste it at the end?
Yeah. All day.
Green fries.
Cow fucking produce. Yeah,
nah,
yeah
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I like to cook, bro. It's a nice little zone out for me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so weird that, like, we can spend, like, so much time cooking, and then when you eat, it's, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
sometimes,
bro.
I crush the food in 15. I was just like, man, I just spent 2 hours prepping this dinner.
No, but it's different. Like I said, when you're cooking for yourself, bro, you can fucking just delete a plate.
Yeah.
But if I'm cooking for my missus or my fucking ex-missus, you know what I mean? If I was doing that, it'd be like, I had to like, oh yeah, my day was good. Yeah. I'm going to play the game.
You got to have some wine and cheese. Cheese is not for you, Krogi.
Bro, I'll try the cheese, bro.
Presentation is a huge part.
100%.
Because, like, if you just leave a block of cheese out, it's like, yo,
what the fuck is this? What do you want me to do?
Like, a block of cheddar is cool. It's like,
grate it.
Turn it into something.
Just fucking grate it.
Or like a wheel of camembert. Look at it. It's like, what? You know?
Actually, bro.
Contrast.
Have you heard of pob loaf or cob loaf?
No, what's that?
Bro, it's like this thing like white people make, bro. It's like a classic white people dish.
Pavlova?
No, it's not. What? Would you say pavlova?
Yeah.
No, it's called cob loaf.
Cob loaf?
Yeah. So you get like a big bit of bread. It has to be like shaped like a fucking UFO. Cut the top off, cheese, bacon, and just put it in the inner mouth.
Cheese, okay.
Bro, I had it, bro, and it fucked my shit up. I was like, yo, I need to make this.
But, I feel high eating this.
Bro, it was, but it's just literally bread, fucking cheese, and bacon.
Yeah.
Bro, I smashed that.
That sounds like a pretty hearty thing.
It's a fucking good one. It's a good one, actually.
You know, I'm a big fan of sandwiches. Like, if we're talking about, I normally eat Asian food, but soups and sandwiches is my go-to.
Soups and sandwiches are your go-to?
Oh, dude,
fucking elderly, bro. Yeah.
Bro, the best.
Something malleable and easy for my jaw.
Bro, a sandwich can go so deep and like in complexity, man.
Yeah, that's true.
But I always go back to the simple ones, like a good BLT.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude. Because, like, the BLT is so simple.
Yeah.
But you need good bacon. And you need good bread.
Yeah, that's true.
And if any of those ingredients.
A good thick bread, less soft.
Yeah, if any of the ingredients kind of fall apart, it's like you can't save it with sauce. There's no sauce to save a bad BLT.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, actually. No,
but, like, a shitty chicken sandwich can be
just a bit of
mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You know, it can be saved with cheese. But a BLT has got to be, like, it's got to be on point.
Okay.
You know?
But if you were to make a sandwich, just not just a BLT. Like I'm saying, this is Henry, single Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Just payday Henry for just
stocked. I'll make a fried chicken sandwich.
Hello!
Yeah.
It's exactly right, bro. Yeah. Fried chicken all day, bro.
Fried chicken sandwich.
Fuck, yeah. Put a watermelon on the side, bro.
Yeah. Actually, that's what we're gonna try today.
Oh no, 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 no. Shit! Oh! Imagine I just tweak. I want to jump out the window. Fucking hell! Listen, that's such a like. That's one of the stereotypes. I'm like, you know what,
dude? I think that's a dumbest stereotype. That's such a dumb. I try to do that with a joke too, because. Dude, you know who likes watermelon and chicken?
Everyone.
Everyone, dude. Chinese people?
Everyone, bro.
Bro, we were crushing watermelons for the past 2 weeks. Yeah, dude.
Well, you found a good one, though? Because that's the thing. You got to find a good one.
I'm pretty good at it.
Do you know what's crazy? Sorry to interrupt you, but it was an Asian woman who taught me how to find the good ones.
We know, dude.
You be knowing, bro. Dude,
that's where they come from.
Bro, you got to find the sunspot.
The sunspot.
You got to find like some crinkles in it so you know that there's some flies of shat on it. Bro, we shouldn't be saying this, bro. And, now we're never going to find a fucking good one.
And people over-index on the weight and smack it. I'm like, hey, you only smack it to kind of get a gauge of whether it's hollow
or not. That's what you're hearing for. Yeah.
But it's mainly the weight for its size.
And the fucking...
And the gradient. So so for
the deeper grooves?
The deep black and contrast. So the deep green, the light green, and the deep black strikes. You get that. But you can still get some duds.
I'm going to need you to write this down.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to write this down immediately and fucking precisely.
Dude, for the past 2 weeks, we ate 5 watermelons.
Watermelons.
Dude, so good. Amazing. So fucking good. My kid loves them.
God. They fucking should.
Dude, it's the best.
Bro, I would
And we had nuggets, so that's kind of fried chicken and nuggets.
Balance. Watermelon. Balance. Yeah. Bro, my niece, like, she's spoiled, but, like, she... For her, sweets is fruit.
That's pretty good.
Which is crazy to think about. Because my sister and I are like, bro, you and I would fucking go to town on some Tim Tams, bro. She'll see Tim Tams on the table. Like, have one.
Is she eating nice fruits, though?
Yeah.
Like raspberries.
This bitch is spoiled.
Dude.
Rock melon, watermelon, strawberry. Yeah, like, my sister's bill is crying. Like, it's just fucking fruit.
It's
fucking fruit.
We spend maybe $50 on fruit for my son a week.
You want him eating fruit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
When he gets older, bro, eat Snickers. I don't care. I laid the good groundwork.
Yeah. I mean, he loves it. That's the thing.
He loves it, though. And, like, I'd rather just buy her strawberries. And just have strawberries in the fridge for her, than like fruit bursts.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because like she's not a crazy like.
Yeah. I feel like you don't have to introduce, like they will get to it.
Don't get to
when
it.
When they go to parties, there will be candies all around. There's lolly Halloween.
You remember lolly scrambles?
Uh-uh.
You never did lolly scrambles?
I never had lolly scrambles. I did have mud cake in the States and that was crazy stuff.
Yeah, mud cake is fucking ridiculous.
Just put worms. In the chocolate cake, so to make it look like Mike, and I was like, "What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Chocolate cake with gummy worms, mud cake."
Oh wait! Chocolate cake with gummy worms.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant like real worms.
No, high protein cakes, man.
I thought you fucking meant real. It was like some crazy.
What
like...
else was there? Dude, I'm trying to think. Like, have you had a vodka with Skittles? If you get a vodka, and you just dump like. You know, an appropriate amount, which is about 2 bags of Skittles in there. And it just diffuses into this like rainbow color shit. And when you drink it, you don't even taste the vodka anymore. It's straight candy.
That's some beast mode
shit. It's like drinking candy.
That's a Marshawn Lynch
vibe. Yeah, dude.
Beast mode shit, bro. Holy fuck.
Actually, he'll be flying off the walls if he does
a couple
shots.
Can you imagine if they gave him that, bro? They just gave him a little shot of just fucking Snickers and vodka and do shit.
Dude, old school football players used to smoke and drink beer before, like during the game.
Smoke.
Yeah, like they're just like.
Smoke diaries. Like just like cigarettes.
Yeah, it's just smoking and drinking beer. They're like video. I think like
gangster that is, bro.
Bro,
do you know how fucking gangster that is?
And you're like, that's a pro athlete right there.
Jump gangster that is, bro. I'm just gonna fucking catch this crazy.
Yo,
fucking
yo, could you see like you celebrate a touchdown? You're like, hit me.
Oh fuck! Do you know what, bro? I reckon there's a reason why not everyone is that athletic, bro. Because those people are just fucking like. American NFL players are just fucking.
They're probably more racist back then and keeping black people out. And now, you know.
Yeah, but then they found out, man, these niggas can run.
And they're like, wow.
Golly. Golly, boy.
Jimmy the Milkman? God damn.
Clarence? Is that you, Cletus?
Who's going to deliver my milk?
Bro, can you imagine if it was just like white boy basketball?
Dude, we have videos of that. We don't have to imagine.
Oh my God, we do.
We have videos of
that. The craziest layups.
Yeah. People are like, yeah, Larry Bird's the shit. I'm sure he is. But it's like, you know, put him against Durant. Let's play.
Ja Morant jumping off a fucking free throw, just windmill. That's crazy.
I don't know anything about basketball. So if anyone come after me, I don't even watch. Look at me. I'm 5'5". I don't give a shit about basketball.
Yeah, I do like about basketball, actually. You want to run these snacks?
Yeah, what do we have with time? Let's bust out some snacks and just fucking
fuck yeah.
Try some stuff.
Listen, all I'm saying right now, I know you're Asian and I got mad love for Asians, but if you pull out a fucking egg with a bird in it, I'm gonna freak out.
Oh, yeah, that's the shit, man.
If you pull out some egg and I crack it and there's a fucking beak in it, Henry, we're no longer mates. All right,
we're gonna try some crackers. So for you, I particularly picked the Slavic people.
Hello.
The Slavic, the Russians, remember? They said that you said you're not Asians, not white. Oh, wow, those bro. Are the people coming after you right now. It's fine, bro. So this we have.
I'll give them my honest fucking opinion.
Pelin Smaku. I don't know if I said that right. Take a look.
I'm gonna buy. Yep. Yeah. You nailed it. What is this? This
dog.
Is dog with a chicken on it.
And this is and then this is actually pate. And I just went to the store and said, "Give me some iconic shit from right. the Slavs."
Mm-hmm.
And
did you say pate? That's not the minced up link, is it?
Huh? Minced up links?
No, pate. I thought pate was like, you know, when you have mince. Ah, fuck it. It looks like
pate
a cracker.
Pate is a meat paste. That's what it means.
Oh, right.
Pate
okay, yeah.
means paste.
Right. Okay. So that's pate.
Yes.
That's and that's pate. Crackers.
That's Polish pate.
Right. Okay.
It's not French pate.
Thank fuck.
Not as fancy. Jeez. These are hardworking potato farmers.
These are honest fucking potato.
And this is here we have Nocto crackers. Ho crackers.
Hello.
Let's try some of these cracker hoes.
These are cracker ass hoes, man.
Alright, so we have some crackers here.
Whoa, are they fucking joined?
What?
Are these fucking conjoined crackers?
I don't know. I can't read what's on there, so I'm really going with like. Oh, look at this beautiful
what
pink
the
paste.
Fuck is that?
Oh, this smells like dog food.
Are you sure this isn't cat food, bro?
Well, we can do a quick Google Translate.
Nah, fuck it, bro. Fuck it.
Nah, it smells like chicken.
Yeah.
It smells like chicken. There you go. Hold on. Here, I'll give
Thank
you a
you.
Cracker.
Cracker smells like a cracker. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
I'm not mad at it.
Actually, pretty yummy.
I'm actually not mad at it.
This is probably what dog food tastes like to dogs. They're like, this is pretty damn good.
Shout out to the Slavs.
I'm not saying this is dog food. I am saying this is what
Henry's talking shit about your entire fucking shit for real.
But this damn. Is like this like ground up
this
meat
is not
paste.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's pretty yummy.
It's a very communist meal.
Hmm?
It's quite the communist meal.
Yeah. Instead of tuna, instead of like the white woman tuna lunch, it's just pate
and
just crackers.
Fucking chicken and crackers.
A cigarette and a beer.
This is a hardship meal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at that. I'll actually fucking do another one.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. What's next?
This is pretty sick. So this is called Kvass. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Mm-hmm. Look at this. This is a fermented drink. It's like beer soft drink.
Beer soft drink.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is fermented bread soft drink. Yo, this is the most fucking farmer Polish shit. this is bread water.
What the fuck? Wait, open it. What does it look like?
All right, let's try this.
Bread water is crazy, bro. Yeah,
but I tried it. It's actually yummy. But I don't want to influence you. So it looks like a beer, dude. Like, it just looks like someone thought, hey, what if beer is like
the one meal you have?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Cheers. pretty fucking good, isn't
what
it?
What the fuck is this?
It's like bread, doesn't it?
Bro, it's like bread and butter, bro.
It tastes like rye bread. It tastes like raisin rye bread. Like spicy fruit, dude. This is spicy fruit as a soft drink.
Shit. Bro, they're onto something. I could fuck that up. What's the alcohol percentage?
None. This is it's just a drink. Yeah. They just drank this for fun, man. They're not even getting...
Oh my God, I thought this was like an alcoholic drink.
No, there's no alcohol.
What does it say about me? Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm sure it has probably like a traceable, like a trace amount. They probably had their fermented.
Because you said it was fermented, right?
Mm-hmm. You can remove the alcohol from
stuff. Bro, this is actually, that was actually really nice.
Yeah.
What did you say it was from? Bread Vas.
Vas.
Bread Vas.
The K is silent.
Dark L.
It's pretty yummy.
The one,
dude, I feel like you could mix that with some actual liquor,
bro, you can get
and make that like an actual drink.
This is fucking dangerous, bro. Holy, I bet those boys are, I bet those fucking Polish boys get crazy off that shit.
On some pate and some pas.
Mix that shit up.
All right, so far, let's go through this. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think of this? Out of five, what do you give the pate?
I'd honestly give that I'd eat that pate again, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking that out, actually. I'll give that a solid 6, bro.
Oh, solid 6? Okay.
A solid 6 out of 10. Yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's early days.
I mean, that's an admirable score.
That's an admirable score.
Like, what is a 10 to you? What is a 10? Let's set the scale. What is a 10?
I mean...
What is a 0 and what is a 10? Just describe
Well, if we're talking about these sort of snacks?
No, just describe food experiences in general.
Fuck, bro. That's such a crazy thing to
like,
do.
Like, what would a 10 out of 10 Because for me, like,
it's not just what I've eaten. It's where I've eaten it, bro. How it sounds, what it feels like.
But sure, describe it to me.
My mom's food is probably a 10 out of 10. Bro.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out, mom, bro. African food. I love African food. Just kind of like, yeah, bro. Probably, yeah. No, I'll make you some African food, bro. I'll make you some and you fucking love
okay.
it.
Okay. Is it going to be 10 out of 10?
It's going to be fucking.
I'll be like 6 out of 5.
Yeah. There'll be fucking some bush meat in there, bro. You'll ask me, what is this? I'll be like, don't fucking worry about it.
You ain't going to scare
don't
me.
Don't fucking worry about it. Yeah.
Also, weird thing that I looked into. You know, in New Zealand, you can't eat dog.
You can?
You can.
Yeah. There's Tongans here.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. You just can't like trade.
You mean you can't sell a dog?
You can't sell it, but like if you bought a if you rescued a dog, if you rescued
if
a dog,
you have a long history of rescuing
yeah,
dogs.
They're like, hey, give me your shittiest dog at a discount.
Give me your shittiest, fattiest dog.
But there's no actual rule on what you can and cannot eat. Yeah. So like if you own a farm and you have like animals on the farm, like you can eat it. As long as it's not endangered.
Yeah, but that's what it should be. That's what it was like.
Do you feel like bogans have eaten kiwis? Do you think bogans eat kiwis on a regular?
I think bogans have enough food to not eat a kiwi. But I wouldn't put it, again, I wouldn't put a pass to bogan to not eat a kiwi.
Just be like, yo, if it's a kiwi stumble across, you're like,
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. My fucking farm, mate. Fucking.
I'm just saying, if it was the Chinese, we would have definitely eaten.
There would be no more kiwis.
They're blind and tasty.
And they can't fly. Ding, ding, ding.
Sweet. All right, man.
I like both of those, actually. That drink, I'll give it a fucking 9.
Ooh, that's a solid.
That was a good drink. And like you said, you could mix that with hellish shit, bro. Yeah.
I think that was a bit of tequila. Like, dude, you've never had something like... You've never had...
I've never drank anything
you've
like...
You've never had actually, rye bread. You've never had rye bread.
Rye bread in liquid form. Out of a can.
Dude, I feel like this is what... If a fine dining restaurant served you like deconstructed bread,
because they do that,
and then they just say like, "Oh, we fermented our own bread and we turn it into a soft drink," we're like, "This is genius!
Oh my god, this is so genius!"
Dude, we should have
Polish people
fake
busting it out of a
fake fine dining food, and it's just like fine, like weird foods from around the world. Like, oh yeah, we like it. We
just need to put it in a bougie plate. Put it in a bougie plate.
Plate it like a nice cup.
A smudge.
Just have someone comes and then like just fucking flick bread all over.
Salt based shit, bro. All
right, we're gonna try something else.
Hello.
Let's see what this. I can't fucking pronounce this. I don't even know if it's upside.
I don't know why I thought this was all gonna be Asian.
No, man.
I'm sorry. That was such a terrible assumption that I
did Asian. So last week we had Ed here, mm-hmm. and I did Asian food with him, and he loved it. And I even had him try durian.
Is that
stinky fruit? No, that's balut.
Is that the one that's spiky on the outside?
Yeah, but it was like freeze dried. It's like way subdued, but he liked it. He's like, actually, this tastes like something that he's had.
Yeah, but he's Mexican, so they're fucking.
Yeah, they eat anything.
They cactus. They cactus. They make it look good, dog. Yeah. Fucking eat it. All
right, man. We got Zanba.
What?
This is, I have no idea what this is. But they said it was popular.
Who?
The people who sold me this.
Wait a minute, where the fuck did you even buy all this shit?
It was shout out to Safka. Safka Specialty Grocery. Yeah, I'll put a link below.
Big up Safka.
Ooh, look at this. Oh, I know what this is. This is like that, oh, fuck. I've seen them across in so many different places.
What the fuck is this?
It's just pure Colombian cocaine.
What the fuck is this? Why is all it right. Grape?
I think it's like cashews.
Bro, that's such a weird smell.
Tastes like a nut sponge.
What the fuck is this?
You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like cashews, but yeah. It's like spongy.
It dries out my mouth. What the yeah. Fuck?
Wash it down with some beer shit. Water.
Little fucking little bread beer. I'm not mad at it. Not my first choice. I don't like how it coats my entire fucking gums.
Mm.
Where the fuck's this from?
This looks pretty Russian to me.
Russian? Boo. That's a fucking...
What is the domain .by?
Russian.
Oh, really? .by? That's the RU, man.
I don't fucking know.
All right, well, I think this is...
That was interesting.
It's pretty weak.
Mm,
not my fave.
Fuck that. Fuck whoever buys that.
I'll say... me? So I'll say this is... I just feel like old world snacks.
Mm.
This feel like something my grandma would be like, ooh, shit, you bro, got the
this Zanba. Feels like a ration from like a World War fucking yeah, two.
Dude, this is a brick. This is...
Bro, exactly.
No, nobody package food... to the brim anymore.
Why is that a doomsday bicky, bro? What the fuck is that? That sounds like a world. That's like a World War II.
Halva. It's called halva. That's what it's called. Sunflower halva. This packed sunflower seed. This is ration.
It's ration.
If you're camping, or if you just need to escape somewhere, you bring like a few packs of these bricks.
Or if you want to punish yourself,
you'll be good. Or punish your guests. All right, we'll move on to something else.
All right, let's go.
Apparently, Slavic people just don't have good food, but they have a bunch of chocolates.
Wait, hold on. No.
For real? It's all sweets, because every time, like, all the recommendations that I ask for, it's all sweets.
It's like all their food looks great, bro.
It's like pickles. It's like hella pickles.
Rations.
Chocolates. And this. So
who the fuck's on that cover, bro?
This is the Arianka.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. This is
what the fuck is
pre-war artwork.
Bro, is she missing?
But apparently this is the shit.
Tell me that doesn't look like a missing child, like on the back of a fucking milk fucking carton. Do you know what I mean?
I think they're all missing. All right. Let's try this. Let's give this a go. I mean, this is promising. This is just a good old chocolate bar.
I think they're all missing. It's crazy.
There you go. Hold on.
Gracias. Cheers. This smells promising. Oh, hey, fuck it. Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah, it's good, actually.
Milky. Feel like a very Slavic thing to just...
Yeah, actually, why do you think their food's so shit?
Bro... Because they grow nothing but potatoes.
Fuck's sake.
They got no food, man.
Different.
Dude, they got it's like cabbages, carrots, beets. Those aren't foods. Those are salads.
Fuck, that sucks, bro.
And then, you know, they get their hands on the chocolate. Hey, we're going to fucking turn this our whole identity.
Put this fucking creepy bitch at the cup.
As far as chocolate goes, this is very, for me, like, this is fine. Pretty average.
Mid. It's like chalky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four. I'll eat it.
This is something you give to, like, someone you don't like.
You bring this to work. You're like, yo, I brought you some ethnic shit. And you're like, try this, dude. Dude, like, all.
It's so important that you finish it.
Dude, African people love this. We only give it to people we respect and love. And we only eat this during New Year's. It's very special. And
it's very important that you don't drink it with water.
Yeah. It's out of respect, you should eat the whole thing.
Bro, you're going to just tab it?
Here, if you can't finish, mix it with some water and just drink it.
Bro, that's foul. Holy shit. That one's easily a fucking one.
Yeah.
I'll give this one, this creepy bitch. Sorry, creepy baby.
She's not real.
Nah, it's okay. Yeah, it's not real, but it's just such a weird fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know what is the design process behind it.
Like, is it a pack of cigarettes, bro? Like, what are we doing, bro?
Think of this baby when you smoke.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
I'd give this one a fucking six. Again, mid. But right now, bro, yeah. The crackers and that fucking chicken shit.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to have some good old classics. Again,
Asian toys. Asian.
Yeah, these are not Kinder.
Fuck!
Kinder surprises. These are marzipans.
Okay.
So, I actually don't know what marzipan is.
I've never heard of that either.
Where's
this from?
Just read it for a second. So, this is a marzipan. I think it's also, like, in that region. Let's see. What does it say? I think this is Slovakia.
Oh, Slovakia.
Yeah, this is Slovakia.
Got a lot of strawberries out there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I have no idea. I can't read this.
It smells very strawberry.
What is it? Latvia.
Damn.
Oh, it's Latvia. I think it's Latvia.
Thank you, Latvia. Actually, let me fucking...
Marzipan, what does it say?
First of all, marzipan sounds like a medicine.
Premium quality chocolate and surprising taste.
That's quite nice. I think that's the surprise. Oh, there's an aftertaste.
I think it's cashews. Oh, almonds. Sorry, almonds. It's bitter almonds.
I'm allergic to almonds. Can you imagine?
Well, shit. Don't worry, we'll have it filmed live. We're like, oh my god, how did he die? I'll show you.
Look at all the views. Asian man kills black man.
Actually, Latvians killed black man.
True. Bro, that's not bad. I like that. Oh.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I'm not fucking with it.
Nah.
Out of respect.
Wow, that aftertaste is so strong.
It's bitter almonds.
There aren't no fucking sweet ones, bro.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Have you had bitter almonds?
No.
It's used in French cooking a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the almonds that we eat have no taste. But the almond extract that you get, it all comes from bitter almonds. You know what's crazy about bitter almonds? That shit will kill you.
What do you mean?
It's cyanide. Pretty yummy, isn't it? It's what gives it the unique character taste.
They have natural cyanide in them. No one of the Slovaks got a hands over there.
No, but for real, they do have cyanide, but you can cook it and it will go away. Yeah, but if you just pop, you're like, ooh, look at these bitter almonds, you just pop them raw, like then you get...
Are
cyanide
you fucking
poison.
Serious, bro?
No, man, I'm serious.
Bro, nature's a trip.
Yeah, man.
Fuck nature, bro.
It's just like, why? Why do you put that shit in
what,
here?
What? Like,
they just don't want people to eat it, I guess.
Why look eatable? Edible.
I don't know. Maybe they figured out that. Maybe it's just an evolution thing where the ones that have cyanide just taste better, and then humans are like, oh, well, we can cook this and not
That's
die.
True, because nature definitely doesn't want us around.
And then they're like, oh, well, let's cultivate the cyanide almond.
Do you know how many people died from, like, just fucking giving the cunt the wrong berry? Do you know what I mean? Like, you were hunter-gatherer days, and you fuck around and pick the wrong berry, and it's like, or the wrong mushroom, and then people tweak. Yeah. You eat the wrong mushroom, people think you're tweaking, bro.
I wonder, do they have a system? Like, do they take the lowest ranking person? They're like, hey, eat this mushroom, G.
The village idiot. Yeah. Bro, it's just been laced with mushrooms for, yeah, bro, that's
true.
I
think it's more likely that they're just starving to death. And then they just walk around like, we need to eat something.
That's actually probably.
And it's just like, okay, you could either eat bark or there's some pretty decent looking mushroom.
do you know how long it would take for that news to travel? Hey, don't eat these berries.
I feel like humans would probably know that mushrooms is an iffy one. Because you probably know people like
yeah, but then back then they'll probably kill you, bro.
Yeah.
They'll probably burn.
Well, you have one guy eat it first, and then you just wait.
Yeah, but you wouldn't even, like, you know what I mean? The first one, the fucking, yeah, that's fucking crazy, bro.
I don't know.
Imagine the first person to see a kinna and think they could eat it.
Oh.
That's desperation. That is desperation, bro. Have you seen a fucking kinna, bro?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's bro.
I'll eat the shit out of it.
Yeah, they're quite nice, actually. Yeah. But just to see it.
I feel like the way that we look at food is very different. Compare if you like put yourself in the shoe of someone who is
I thought you meant because you're Asian and I'm African. I thought that was what
dude,
you
dude also like Asians like actually we'll eat it.
Yeah, you guys will fucking eat it. You know what it is, bro? Africans have just kind of been spoiled with protein. Well, some of us, you know what I mean, but you just always just had things that you can eat and it's red meat, you know what I mean.
I didn't even know what color some of the meats we're eating. It's just but although I've tried some pretty interesting things in China.
Like what?
I've had silkworms.
What does that look like? Wait, silkworms?
Yeah, they're fat. They're like
very... The ones that actually, where silk comes out of.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called silkworms, yeah.
Joe, yummy. Right, first of all, don't laugh like that's just supposed to be common. I learned that last year, okay? I don't know that these fucking worms, actually, that's buzzy. Yeah.
Yeah, silk's organic.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's not vegan.
Fuck them, eh?
Yeah. Fuck those. Actually, most of these are... none of these are vegan.
Yeah. They're Slavic
except people. Except for the bread drinks.
You think the Slavic people are going to worry about... vegan? Or are they going to eat whatever they
like, I feel like the Slavic people is the last of any white people to get celiac.
Celiac?
Yeah.
What the... gluten intolerant. You can die off celiac.
Yeah.
Gluten's the best.
It's pretty good.
Gluten's amazing.
But well, shit, man. I think we've covered quite a bit here.
Oh fuck yeah, bro! This was fun as shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
This is pretty awesome.
This was fun.
Yeah. Next time we try balut.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Do you know what? Bro, I'm game. I'm game.
Yeah. I talked about this last time. I don't want to do that. I remember some Vietnamese people. I think like they were really upset online. They said, "Man, how dare that these other white people on social media talk shit about balut. This is a delicacy, you know? Like, how dare you say it's disgusting?
Fuck those Vietnamese people, bro. Yo, bro, balut's crazy, bro. I'm sorry, bro. It's a crazy thing to see.
My roommate brought back a dozen balut when I was in college. And he just started cooking them like boiled eggs. And he just pops them. He just cracks the top and then just like suck the juice. This is the process. You crack the top and you suck the juice and then you just like scoop out the yolk. And sometimes it's like too much bird and not enough yolk. Like, look, I will eat anything and I'm not grossed out by the idea.
I've seen some with feathers on it, Henry. Yeah. I've seen some with fucking feathers on it.
I'm not grossed out by the idea, but I was grossed out by the smell, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, it's dank.
It's the smell, bro.
It's so dank. It feels like you're eating a concentrated duck with like zero condiments or anything. It's like if someone squeezed the duck.
You know what's so crazy, bro? Like if you were to like bring that to Africans, bro, they would never even touch it. Cause like you just you're telling me you killed the most defenseless fucking weak thing.
Africans only killed fucking ferocious beasts.
No, but like I mean, you want to kill something that has a bit of mana to it. You know what I mean? Like you kill a goat.
We actually mostly eat goats. Eggs.
We eat eggs, but not none with fucking feathers coming in a beak out of it. Bro, it'll be like, what the fuck is? Just let this thing be a bird, and then we'll eat it. Do you know what I mean, bro? Like,
too early, too soon.
It's way too soon, bro. What the fuck? But yeah, bro, it's for me the smell and the visual. That's just kind of for me. Those are my two Major, I mean, like, yeah. like a lot of fucking people. That's why he's my major. Bro, if it smells weird, bro, and it looks sus, I might try it.
Yeah, just give it a go. I'll take a bite out of anything.
I'll take a bite out of anything, bro, if there's fucking, you know, ranch next to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sweet. Well, fuck, I think we'll just wrap it up here.
This is fun as shit. I'm going to take those crackers for the ride home.
Go for it, man.
Thank you.
Cool.
Nigger! What?
Hold on. Before we go, you do this. Is there anything? Where do people see you for comedy?
Right. Well, my name's Karoki Njeru. That's Karoki Njeru. I forgot to say that whole thing.
Spell it on the screen.
Oh my god, fucking editing. I'm so yeah. But just socials. I got a podcast coming out as well. It's gonna be food related. Henry will be on there. And just Karoki Njeru everywhere.
Where does people see you for? Do you still perform around town?
I do. I haven't in a while because I've had a rough year. but I've got a fucking bunch of material.
Okay.
Out of that, so
nice.
I'm going to be gigging more frequently. Fingers Sick. Crossed. But yeah.
Cool, man.
Thank you.
Sweet. Anything you want to plug before you go? So you have a food podcast coming out?
I do have a food podcast. So it's going to be on your MYB. It's called Mind Your Business Podcast. Where we don't mind our business at all.
So is it live right now?
It isn't yet.
Okay. So it's in
end of January. It will be live.
Conceptualization.
No, it's actually a full live like page. It's I just haven't posted any podcasts.
Okay. Is it a blog?
No, it's not. It's a podcast, and there's an Instagram page as well. It's called MYB.
Okay. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Well, mind your business.
Mind your business. Yeah. But
cool. Well, can't wait. Let me know and I'll post it up
once. Also, if I've offended anyone on this podcast, just you know, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say I don't care. So yeah.
All right, man.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Cheers.
Oh, shit.
No, that was late. We didn't-